Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Ve'eschanon, and Emir Hashem usher in Shabbos Nachamu, the beautiful Shabbos of consolation. And in this parsha, like in many of the parshios of Chumash Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu tries to prepare us for the future. The beloved shepherd, the devoted shepherd, knows that he will not be with his flock in this next stage of the actualization of our national destiny. And as such, he tries to prepare us. He tries to be mechazek us for the good. And in this week's parasha, he tells us that there are going to be some rough patches in the future. And he says to us, this is in Parashas Ve'eschanon, Devarim Perek, Dalid Pasuk Chaf Hei, chapter 4, verse 25. Ki soldid banim uvenei banim. You'll have children, you'll have grandchildren. Venoshantem ba'aretz. And ultimately, again, literally, venoshantem lashon of yashan. They'll become stale, they'll become embedded, they will become destructive in their ways, they're worshipped by idolatry, and they will essentially forsake the Ribono Shalom. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm just going to tell you, that if you forsake your relationship with God, and if you turn your back on God, there are consequences, there are repercussions and ramifications. And therefore what will happen, Hashem will scatter you. When we turn our back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shalom exiles us from our beloved homeland. I'm going to exile you amongst the people, amongst the nations of the world. You'll still retain your identity, but you'll be scattered amongst the nations. And again, there you'll really worship idolatry because you'll be embedded in all the Gentile culture. And then the Pasuk says as follows. This is Pasuk of Tes, verse 29. Ubikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha, and literally again, you will seek from there Hashem your God, v'matzasa, and you will find him. Ki sidrashena b'chal levavecha o b'chal nafshecha. When you go ahead and you seek him out with all of your heart and with all of your soul. In other words, in the midst of all of this difficulty, in the midst of all of this sadness, in the midst of Moshe Rabbeinu foreshadowing that we will turn our back on God, and unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never turns his back on us, but the Ribono Shel Olam will allow us to suffer the consequences of that. Exile, repression, persecution, but yet Moshe Rabbeinu almost can't escape the fact that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unbreakable. And therefore, he says to Klal Yisrael, even when you're in the galus, even when you're in diaspora, even when you're suffering, you shall seek from there. From there is a reference to galus. Even when you're in galus, even when you're in diaspora, even when you're amongst the nations, if you seek out God, and you seek out God with a genuine heart and soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never turn away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never ignore your supplicative pleas. When you choose to become Bali Tshuva, when you choose to return, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never turn a deaf ear to your supplications, to your pleas, to your prayers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, if you return to Hashem, Hashem will always return to us. And of course here, Moshe Rabbeinu has pretty much encapsulated the entirety of the Jewish experience. Unfortunately, we get comfortable, and when we get comfortable, we tend to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that sets off a whole series of events. Persecution, difficulty, tragedy, trials, tribulations, and then we find our way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once again, repair the relationship. But unfortunately, this has been somewhat cyclical over the last thousands of years of the history of our people. But Moshe Rabbeinu wants to always explain to Klal Yisrael, no matter how far you veer, no matter how much you go off, no matter how much you turn your back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just know the relationship is never irreparably damaged. You're going to have to do work. I'm going to have to become a Baal Tshuva. I'm going to have to make my way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But reconciliation, Tshuva, is always possible. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, as quoted by his devoted disciple Rabbi Nosson, says something beautiful. And the Rebbe is intrigued by these words, Ubikashtem Misham. You will seek out God. In other words, the Pasuk didn't have to say that. The Pasuk could have just said, Ubikashtem. You will seek out Hashem. We understand the context. The context is that the Jewish people are in exile. So all the Pasuk needed to say is, even when you're in exile, Ubikashtem, if you search out, if you seek out God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never turn away that overture. But yet the Pasuk feels the need to put in there, Ubikashtem Misham. If you will seek out God from there. And Rabbi Nachman says something incredibly beautiful. He says, Misham Daika. Mimakom sha'atam sham umikom ma sha'over alecha. Shetzarech ko adam lizar ma'od ma'od sholaharcher acher mishpata visparach. Misham, the Rebbe says, means dafka. Bikashtem misham, the Rebbe says, misham means wherever you are in life. Wherever you are in life, Misham could mean a geographic location, Misham, which literally means there, right? From there could be a geographic location, from there could be an emotional location, a spiritual location, The Rebbe says, "Mikashne misham daika mimakom sha'at hasham or mikom hashovra alecha." The ability to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the ability to repair our relationship no matter where we are holding in life. Ubikashtem misham means, the Rebbe says, wherever you are in life, whatever your geographic location is, your emotional, your theological, your spiritual, your material, your physical, whatever, wherever you are in life, ubikashtem misham, if you seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu from wherever you are in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm ready to reconcile. I'm ready to create the relationship. I'm ready to rehabilitate. I'm ready to get going again. And the Rabbi Nachman goes on and he says something so beautiful. He says, "Ubazeh." Listen to this. Toim rov bnei adam. Many people make a tremendous mistake with this. Shekol echad omer. People often say, "Im hayu lo parnasa hayu ovid Hashem." You know, if only I had more money, then I would really be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Vim came lefi dvar v'chalish paruchu ba b'troin yechas shom v'aliyah lav. And it goes on. Another person says, if only my health was the way that I needed it to be, I could serve v'chalish paruchu. If only I had a shidduch. If only I had this. Right? We're all missing something. We're all lacking something. And so it's human nature to say, I can't be the person I need to be because of the things missing in my life. And if I only had those things, then I would be able to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I'd be a holy Jew. Then I'd be inspired. Then I'd be connected. And therefore, the Rebbe says something amazing. Avazesh omra adam, im haya misnahik imi kach haisi osik b'torah. Person says, if only God would give me A, B, C, D, and E. Some people it's F, G, H, I, J, so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just give me what I need. I would be inspired. I'd be learning. I'd be davening. I'd be engaged. Ein ze Eitze klal. The Rebbe says this is not a way to approach life. Ki kol echad tzarech levakish es Hashem yisbarach mimokom shehu sham. The avoda in life is find God wherever you are. Wherever you are. Find HaKadosh Baruch Hu misham means wherever you are, it is possible to have a relationship with Hashem. Whatever is happening in your life, it is possible to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment we begin saying, I'll have a relationship with God when, or I'll be an inspired Jew if, the moment we start going ahead and kind of creating a set of expectations that need to be in place in order for me to fully self-actualize, the Rebbe says, that's flawed thinking. His wording is so profound. If God would just give me what I need, then again, kaisi osik batorah, I'd be inspired, I'd be a good Jew. Ein ze etza klal. That is not a way to approach life. So what is the way to approach life? He says, ki kol echad tzarech levakesh es Hashem yisparach, mimakom shuhu sham. Seek out God from wherever you are in life. Kimo shekasuv, ubikashtem misham es Hashem elokecha. Seek out Hashem wherever you are in life. Misham daika, mimakom sha'atem sham, umikomash sha'over alecha. Seek out God from wherever you are geographically and whatever is happening in your life. Kimuva b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov Zichron Levrach. And he calls you over the name of the Baal Shem Tov. The Menachem really introduces us to this just incredible idea. Moshe Ben is not just simply telling us that God is available in the diaspora. We know. Moshe Ben is not just telling us that even when we've been exiled, you can access God. Ubikashta misham is perhaps one of the most profound statements in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how we operate. And we think that in order to be successful, we need optimal circumstances. In order to be successful, I need everything to kind of come together and coalesce exactly according to plan, according to my vision. And if anything is off, then I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't self-actualize. I can't accomplish. Because again, the planets aren't in alignment. The stars, the constellations, the universes are not. I can't do it. The Rebbe says, "Ain't say it's a cloud." You can't live life like that for one simple reason. No one always has everything in place. The pieces don't always fall into place. In fact, all the pieces rarely ever fall into place together. So if I'm waiting for the universe to align, for the planets to align in order for me to become the best version of me, it's never going to happen. "Ain't say it's a cloud." The Rebbe says, it doesn't work. So what's the alternative? The alternative is ubikashtem misham. Wherever you are in life, make it happen. Wherever you are in life, accomplish. Wherever you are in life, self-actualize. Don't wait until your circumstances become some perfect ideal. Don't wait until all the pieces fall into place exactly the way you need it or you planned it or you wanted it or you pined for. Bikashtem misham. Wherever you are in life, know that you have the koach to make it happen. Wherever you are in life, know that you have the ability to do great things. Wherever you are in life, know that you have the ability to become the best version of yourself. Stop waiting for the perfect circumstances. Stop waiting for everything to fall into place. Ubikashtem misham. Wherever you are in life, that's where you have the ability to create a beautiful relationship with Hashem, with your fellow Jew, and with yourself. Wherever you are in life, that's where you have the ability to achieve greatness. And once we understand this, dear friends, the progression of our timeline this week makes so much sense. Here, I'm sharing with you this Dvar Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av. And this is Shabbos Nachamu Dvar Torah, Parshas Va'aschanan Dvar Torah. And it's always intriguing, the fact that we go right from Tisha B'Av, ultimately again into Shabbos Nachamu, with no real tangible difference in our external circumstances. It's the strangest thing in the world, and it's strange year after year. Tisha B'Av, we're sitting on the floor mourning, literally crying for thousands of years of loss, and then Baruch Hashem, Matzei Tisha B'Av comes, party, everything's good, it's vacation, it's exciting, it's Shabbos Nachamu, and Mamish, like, you would have thought Mashiach came, and halavai Mashiach will come. But he didn't last year, and we still have Shabbos Nachamu, and halavai come this year. And even if he doesn't come this year, chas v'shalom, I mean, after Tisha B'Av, then we're still going to have Shabbos Nachamu. So what's the pshat? And there's a very simple distinction. On Tisha B'Av, it feels like the sky is falling, because on Tisha B'Av, part of the hergish is that the sky is falling. But then we realize that it's not. Then we open up Parshas V'aschanan, and we see the Ribono Shel Olam's words, and he says, "Ubikashtem misham," beautiful Yidden, beautiful Jews, holy Jewish nation. Wherever you are, whatever your circumstances, you have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Golos. Of course, there are optimal circumstances which we daven for and pine for each and every day. But the absence of those optimal circumstances in no way prevents us from becoming the best version of ourselves. The absence of those optimal circumstances is not an excuse for non-accomplishment. And the absence of those optimal circumstances does not allow us to absent ourselves from the process of personalistic elevation and transcendence. And once I know that I could become the best version of me, that we as a nation can become the best version of ourselves, even in the midst of all the difficulties, That's a simcha. What changes in the world ultimately, again, between Tisha B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu? Very little, except for two words, Ubikashta Misham. Rabbi Nachman says that we realize that no matter where we are, geographically, emotionally, spiritually, theologically, nationally, individually, we have the ability to attain greatness. We have the ability to self-actualize. We have the ability to become the best version of ourselves. And once I know that, ain't simcha gidola mizo. There is no greater form of joy. So we should be zochem meretz Hashem to a meaningful and uplifting Tisha B'Av. We should be zochem meretz Hashem to feel the pain of our people and to allow it to course through us. And then we should be zochem meretz Hashem to dust ourselves off, to get back up, to be besimcha, because it be kashta misham. I'm not going to wait till everything is perfect to live a great life. I'm not going to wait till everything is perfect to become the best version of me. I'm not going to wait till all the circumstances are just as I need them to be in order to self-actualize. I'm going to take what I got. I'm going to make it great. Ubikashtem misham. No matter where I am in life, we have the ability to accomplish great things. Wishing everyone a meaningful Tisha B'Av, an uplifting Erev Shabbos, and a beautiful and simchadik Shabbos Nachamu.